This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is set to vote on legislation today to legalize marijuana nationwide. Proponents say that legalizing marijuana at the federal level will simply reflect most states' existing policies that allow it in some form. The bill would eliminate criminal penalties and establish a process to expunge previous convictions from criminal records. Inflation and gas prices continue to hurt Americans. To help, President Biden released oil from the strategic reserves meant for emergency use only. But even Biden admits he doesn't know how much this will help.
My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell. And that, I'm talking matter of, I think, you know, days and weeks. But it's hard to tell. But it will come down. And it could come down fairly significantly. It could come down a better part of, you know, anything from 10 cents to 35 cents a gallon. It's unknown.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bruce Willis' friends fear aphasia linked to injuries the actor suffered when he was hit in the head by a pyrotechnics device on the set of the movie Tears of the Sun back in 2002. As lawmakers get set to vote on Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination Monday, another Republican senator is a no-go.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson worked with some detainees at Guantanamo Bay during her time as a federal public defender. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he will not vote for Judge Jackson because he believes her past writings have accused the United States of war crimes.
That is not about defending somebody. That is an activist approach to the war on terror.
He says he is troubled with Judge Jackson's work on allowing a Guantanamo Bay detainee to challenge his detention. The Supreme Court has ruled that foreign detainees do have that right. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Climate change protesters on Friday blocked 10 British oil terminals near London, Birmingham, and Southampton on Friday. The protesters say end fossil fuels now without offering a viable solution to the world's energy needs. When Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed House Bill 1557, Parental Rights in Education, Disney Entertainment vowed to fight the law. The law prohibits classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through third graders. Republican Congressman Jim Banks from Indiana on Fox News says Disney's copyright extensions being denied will send a clear message to Disney executives via their wallets.
At the end of the day, we take our kids to Disney World for family vacation, not indoctrination. And Disney, as for a long time, they've attacked American values. I've never seen them attack a Chinese law, but here they are attacking a very popular law in Florida that most Floridians support, most Americans support. And if they're going to attack the American laws that are being put in place by duly elected governors and representatives at the state level, then they don't deserve all the special American laws and protections that are granted to their company. So I wrote Disney a letter today, and I said, when your copyright laws expire, which is coming up in the next few years, and they come back to Congress and spend millions and millions of dollars to lobby members of Congress like myself, I'm not going to vote for it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got Bill Federer coming up next. Yes, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch, Inc. Mr. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. You know, looking back on history, we've had a lot of things happen in the last couple of weeks between, you know, St. Patrick's Day, Madison's birthday, yours truly's birthday on the same day. We share the same birthday. Always good fun. But, you know, a lot that's happening right now in our culture parallels history, and you and I have talked about this before. The frustrating thing, you think we would learn, you know, from you know, other citizens or other world citizens, that we can even say, from their mistakes, but we so quickly forget history. This is why we're doomed to repeat it, huh?
Right. Well, history is not prophetic, but it is predictive. So past behavior is the best indicator of future performance. And you always have those that want to betray and be cowards, and always those with courage that stand up and care about the future and the what kind of country we're going to leave our kids.
Exactly. Well, you know, and to your point, you know, people are wringing their hands over Vladimir Putin. You want to know what Vladimir Putin is going to, what he's going to do? Look at what he's done. I mean, he's setting his pattern, isn't he? I mean, we can say that about, you know, anybody. We have Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, go right down on the list, right?
Yeah, and it's sort of interesting, you know, with the current situation, the globalist plan. And so Biden cuts off the Keystone Pipeline, and we buy billions of dollars of oil from Russia, so we're sort of financing it all. And Biden has Russia negotiating our treaty with Iran, which allows Iran to get more, to give nuclear material to Russia. And, of course, Hillary Clinton gave away a fifth of the U.S. uranium to Russia in exchange for a $145 million contribution to her Clinton Foundation. And so it looks to me like Putin took the bait and invaded Ukraine, and it was an excuse for the globalists to isolate Russia financially, cutting it out of SWIFT in the Western financial system, forcing Russia to have to sell its oil. They're the third largest supplier of oil worldwide in something other than U.S. dollars.
Right.
And this, in the globalist plan, allows there to be trillions of dollars that will not be used in oil transactions, and that chasing the same amount of goods, the price of everything's going to skyrocket and will be blamed on Putin. And then the government will come along and say, we got an answer. It's a digital dollar. Biden signed it. Over 100 countries have signed it. And so now they'll come along and say, we'll keep the financial system working. We'll just be able to track everybody's transactions and turn you off whenever we want.
You see, this is what people are missing, Bill, what you just said. And that is, whether it was Barack Obama or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, these are globalists. This is why Donald Trump's Make America Great Again and America First philosophy was an anathema to him. They had to get him out in order for the globalist plan to work, and Joe Biden is the puppet for this globalist plan, is he not?
Yeah, I mean, look at his son with his laptop. I mean, he's doing corrupt deals with China, corrupt deals with Russia. And it's like, okay, we're supposed to...
And Ukraine. Just go down the list. Romania. I mean, this guy was all over the place. Go ahead.
Oh, get this. So guess what is the poorest country in Europe? It's Ukraine. Guess what was the number one country giving money to the Clinton Foundation? Ukraine. It's like, okay, they need money. Why would they give it away? And then we find out when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, they would funnel money and aid to third world countries, and a corrupt leader would keep a percentage of the aid and then funnel the rest of it back into the pockets of the corrupt politicians. Remember all the millions of dollars that went to Haiti for relief?
Yes,
that went
exactly.
To the Clinton Foundation that didn't reach the Haitian people. But and so when she was Secretary of State, she was doing Jesse Jackson Rainbow Coalition shakedowns to all these countries around the world, saying, if you want to pay to play, if you want, you got to have my husband come and give a $1 million speech. And so, you know, it's U.S. money funneled to the country who funnels it right back into their coffers. It's called international money laundering.
Yeah. So why does Joe Biden say, why are you picking on me? I mean, here Hillary got away with it and he just followed the plan. And the other question that I've been asking is, how does this happen in the Obama administration without Barack Obama being involved? I mean, was there another 10% for another big guy that we didn't know about?
Yeah, the big guy. You know, it's interesting that the Obama administration had several people involved in the staff. Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Anita Dunn. After Obama's out, Obama builds this sort of pseudo capital there in D.C. And who works for him but Susan Rice, Anita Dunn, Valerie Jarrett, and then. When Biden gets in, who fills his staff positions? Susan Rice, Anita Dunn, Valerie Jarrett, the same people. And and from what I've been told by different people is that basically it's the globalist George Soros types that calls Obama, and he calls Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Anita Dunn, and they basically institute the policy, and Biden's more or less the puppet.
Well, he's so malleable, obviously. I mean, it is obvious that he's in a mental decline. Everybody in the world knows it. The other world leaders know it's obvious and embarrassing to the American people. And this is all a controlled plan as much as they control it until it gets so bad that maybe Amendment 25 is brought into play. And then what? We're going to have to live with... You know, Queen Kamala that wants everybody to stand up every time she enters the room?
Yeah, it's pretty serious. And all I can say is that it's requiring pushback by every single person. You know, we used to have national politicians that had backbone and could hold back the floodgates of hell. But then when a certain individual certified, I think that's the wrong word, because the word certified means to make certain, to verify. That was not done. But a certain individual accepted, and on January 6th, the state results, and didn't investigate. And as a result, the umbrella was ripped. And now it's raining on every one of us, and it's up to every school mom to push back. It's up to every female athlete to push back. It's up to every pastor to push back, because the national politicians we had trusted to push back didn't.
And, exactly.
And so this is a local battle. So it's up to each local community to say, we're going to push back.
Well, to your point, Bill, I mean, Epoch Times is reporting this morning about an election watchdog that finds 137,500 ballots unlawfully trafficked in Wisconsin. 10 trillion unique cell phone pings were used to reconstruct the movements of ballot box intermediaries in the 2020 election. I mean, chain of custody was so violated, and it was bad enough that we had all this mail-in voting taking place, but even the chain of custody was so violated that it's no wonder. I believe, you know, when people get annoyed, you know, Bill, don't you believe it was a legitimate election? And I just say, I don't know. I really don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I ran for Congress 20 years ago against Dick Gephardt. He was the Nancy Pelosi before the Nancy Pelosi. And on Election Day, we had people calling in saying, your name was left off the ballot in five wards in the city of St. Louis. We had people calling in saying, we can't find the box of ballots from Guffey Elementary School. It's like I stood in front of Guffey Elementary School all day today, and they couldn't find the box of ballots. And then we were ahead, and the electricity goes off in the Jefferson County Board of Election. And when they reboot it, we go from being ahead to behind. And this was 20 years ago. It was sort of like a practice run.
Yeah. Some things never change, Bill. And speaking of some things never change, we've got to go to break. So we've got more from Bill Fetter after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 39 years in Zimbabwe, the Tide Ministry is seeking even more ways to spread the gospel throughout the region. We are excited and encouraged to see our global partners embracing our vision and seeking God's guidance in how to fulfill that vision in the context of their own ministry structures and goals. Some of the goals that Amakuku Evangeli is aiming towards over the next 10 years may seem very ambitious, but anything that God has inspired is achievable through faith and cooperative participation between His adopted children who have significant resources and those who have great need. To learn more about the Tide Ministry partnership with Amakuku Evangeli and how we plan to share the good news of Christ with even more Zimbabweans in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
I Action Independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, and Bill Federer continues with us, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, and best-selling author. Bill, you know, I appreciate what you were sharing with us, is that, you know, this is a typical model, and we had this conversation earlier with Attorney Thomas Renz. You know, whether we're talking climate change, you know, COVID, there always has to be that boogeyman, and you realize that in politics, you go, okay, you get the model. You got to have that boogeyman, and then you've got to claim to be the one who can slay the boogeyman. And right now, we're being set up. You know, we've already been conditioned with you know, with COVID. And now, what's the next emergency that's going to take place that we need to rely, of all people, the likes of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, a Democratic Party, if they still are in control, to continue to lie to us and mislead us?
Yeah, well, I did a book called Socialism, the Real History from Plato to the Present. And the subtitle is How the Deep State Capitalizes on Crises to Consolidate Control. So the most common form of government in world history is kings. Nimrod, Pharaoh, Caesar, Kaiser, Sultan, Tsar. And as the centuries go on, the kingdoms get bigger because with military advancements, they can kill more people, and technological advancements, they can track more people. And so you got, you know, Genghis Khan, you got this King of Spain, but finally the King of England was the biggest. He was a globalist, a one world government with him at the top. The sun never set on the British Empire. And America's founders broke away and made the people the king. All right, so the word citizen means co-king. And so if democracies and republics are efforts to take the power of the king and give it to the people, what if the king wants the power back? Does he just ask for it? Or people aren't in a hurry to give it up. So there's two methods. One is fear. When people get afraid, they will trade freedom for security. And the other is free stuff. All right, so like a drug dealer takes over a neighborhood two ways. He can come in with guns and get everybody in fear, and they, you know, trade their money in order to be left alive. So fear. But the other's free stuff. The drug dealer's so nice. He's giving away free drugs. And then people get hooked. And like a fisherman sets the hook. And then he says, okay, you got to continue to give up your freedoms and rob from your neighbor if you want to continue to get drugs. And so this concept is applied with governments. Machiavelli, 500 years ago, Italy, a bunch of city-states that fought. He thought if one prince could control them all, it would bring peace. And so he can't, since the end was good, any means necessary to get there is justified. And so it came up with this concept, the ends justifies the means. Right. And so if a prince wants to conquer a city in his quest to unify Italy to stop the infighting, and the city doesn't want to be conquered, they would hate him. But if the prince pays criminals to kill cows, burn barns, and create crisis, the people will panic and fear and trade their freedom for security. And the prince will come in and get rid of the very criminals he bribed to create the mess. Nobody will know the better for it, and everyone will praise the prince as a hero. So it's good marketing. You create the need and fill it. You go around the back of the house and set it on fire, and then you go around the front of the house and sell them a fire extinguisher. And they'll pay anything for it and even thank you for being there. So it's called Machiavellianism, where you create or capitalize on crisis to consolidate control. And then I sort of walk it through history in the book, you know, all the way up to the Cold War and how you would have World War II ends and new countries are formed and it looks hopeful until the KGB sends their agents in to do critical theory. Critical theory is just you observe all the groups in a country. And you label them as victims and oppressors, haves and have-nots, ethnically, economically, racially, religiously, Sunni, Shia, Orthodox, Bosnian, Croat, Serb. You identify them all, and then you call some victims, others oppressors, some haves and have-nots. And then you organize the have-nots. You organize them to riot and protest and commit violence. And when the country gets panicky enough, that's when you do your coup or your rigged election, and you replace the leader with a Soviet puppet. And country after country fell during this time. It was called the Cold War. And then the CIA sort of did the same tactics in reverse to try to keep countries from going into the Soviet orbit. But these tactics of going into a country, observing the groups, and creating crises, and then when there's crises, people panic and fear and will trade their freedom for security. This has been studied and studied. And so this basic done on us, on our own soil, is the intentional crisis. Saul Alinsky talked about this and said that, you know, you have to continually come up with new crises. Because people, you know, emotionally get spent, and then they don't, and so you need another crisis, and sort of like, you know.
Yeah, because our attention span, we just don't have a big enough attention span to handle one crisis. Although, it's amazing how this slap of the Oscars seems to have the attention of people, you know, beyond a longer normal, you know, what you would call media cycle, you know. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, they, and whenever there is something like that, they'll take advantage of it and push through some things that you don't notice on the other side. You know, I was recently at an event and they talked about, you know, China making inroads into Latin and South America. China going around the Pacific to little island nations and bribing them and more or less, you know, paying off their corrupt leaders to let China come in. And so China's like taking advantage of the media distractions to do, you know, their plan. And, so it's,
Bill, why are we so vulnerable to these tactics? I mean, what leaves us so vulnerable to this? Is it an abandonment of God, something that simple? What is it exactly, you think?
Yeah, well, it's a fascinating study, and it's several chapters in my book on socialism where I go through this. But it's taken the marketing techniques and applying them politically. Mm-hmm. So the pioneer of this was Edward Bernays, and it was ladies' shoes in the early 1900s, and he talked about ladies going to a department store and they think they're picking out shoes when they're not. The marketing executive is the one who picked out those shoes, paid an actress to put them on, took pictures of it, put those pictures in a slick magazine ad campaign, spread it all across the country so the ladies read the magazines, and then they go in the store and order the shoes. So the ladies think they're picking out their shoes when he says, no, really, the marketing executive picked out the shoes for them.
Yes.
And he says that this ability to mold the mind, to persuade masses of people, it's real easy to do that for political agendas. And so they basically learned these techniques and, you know, perfected them, but now it's all online, right? You have, you know, media and Disney and Twitter and Facebook and Google, and they're all pushing an agenda. But, you know, they'll have a cartoon with a character and then a toy in a hamburger company's box and then a cereal with that picture on it. And then, you know, cute little things. That, anyway, but they perfected this concept and put it into the classroom and also put it together. But it's a molding of the public mind. It really came into being during the another big ingredient was the fear. So 1938 radio drama War of the Worlds.
Yes.
And, you had, I think it was Orson Welles, the actor.
Yeah, Orson Welles.
We interrupt this program to announce that New Jersey is being invaded by Martians. Instantly, fear and panic swept the country, people running outside looking for spaceships. It was a phenomenon that here you could motivate them to buy shoes, but now you could motivate them through fear. And this comes together with Joseph Goebbels. He was the Minister of Propaganda for Germany. And he noticed the fear of the war, and then people wanting to buy a product that other people buy. He would orchestrate these 100,000-seat Coliseum events with everybody giving the Hitler salute. And everybody would see everybody else giving it, and they would feel pressured to give it, sort of like a wave at a football game. And so it caught up the whole country to get behind this terrible Nazi machine. You know, how do you brainwash a nation? And then they.
And how many times have we seen that? Even most recently with Putin, in his latest event, right?
Yeah. So.
We only got about 15 seconds left, Bill. How can they be in touch with you, real quick? The website.
Yeah, AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com, and the book is Socialism, the Real History.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is set to vote on legislation today to legalize marijuana nationwide. Proponents say that legalizing marijuana at the federal level will simply reflect most states' existing policies that allow it in some form. The bill would eliminate criminal penalties and establish a process to expunge previous convictions from criminal records. Inflation and gas prices continue to hurt Americans. To help, President Biden released oil from the strategic reserves meant for emergency use only. But even Biden admits he doesn't know how much this will help.
My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell. And that, I'm talking matter of, I think, you know, days and weeks. But it's hard to tell. But it will come down. And it could come down fairly significantly. It could come down the better part of, you know, anything from 10 cents to 35 cents a gallon. It's unknown.
USA Radio News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Back 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we have Andy Berger with us to talk about April. This month is Child Abuse Awareness Month. Andy, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Well, thank you, Bill. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, by the way, thank you for the 20-second spots. We're going to be running these throughout the month of April. We're committed to come alongside Voices Against Trafficking. And this is terrific that you're doing this, these tips. There's 10 tips that you have produced, you know, for parents and, you know, for the overall awareness of what is happening in our country, around the world. But even, I think more shockingly, people are surprised to realize that it's happening right in our own neighborhoods, right?
Absolutely, and thank you for doing that. That was our hope, is that people and media, individuals, anyone would pick those tips up. And on our website, voicesagainsttrafficking.com, we have almost 40 tips, so folks can go there as well. But yes, in our own neighborhoods, I think, Bill, people are surprised to know that every 40 seconds in the U.S., a child 18 years or under is abducted. That means they're taken or they're lured into something that looks safe. And so that's a staggering number. And every neighborhood, whether people want to recognize it or not, is affected whenever a child goes missing.
Yeah, it is amazing. We can't even comprehend what is behind human trafficking. And, of course, what's exacerbating it all the more is what's happening at our southern borders. This is not helping. This is absolutely hurting you know, the cause for human trafficking, you know, for getting rid of it once and for all, right?
Exactly. Between cartels, between people that are simply depraved, trying to make a buck. The last statistic I had on how much a child was going for at the border was approximately $3,200 last year. You know, I have no idea now. But again, it has exacerbated the situation because human trafficking globally is a $160 billion industry. You know, in the States, you know, we're looking at maybe 42 million or more, but it's climbing, as you said, because we have an influx of all these poor kids.
Yes, exactly. Andy, help us envision exactly what you're saying. You're saying these young girls, even young boys, are being, you know, sold for $3,200. I mean, are we back to slave trading days right there at the border?
Well, I think it is 21st century slavery. I mean, first of all, you've got predators who are abducting or snatching or forcing families to give them their children wherever they are, whatever country they are, even in the U.S. And so then those kids are either sold to somebody else, you know, and then they can be used for whatever that person wants, whether it's depraved behavior, whether it's labor, anything like that. And then, you know, now we're into organ harvesting, which is very disturbing because, you know, once somebody is no longer of use, they'll take whatever is left. And so we won't get into that this early in the morning, but it's true.
Well, no, I mean, Andy, don't hold back. I mean, the reason we have you here is to expose the truth of the matter here. It is shocking. I mean, people don't realize, I mean, we've been talking about the Uyghurs for a long time, what's going on with the Uyghurs in East Turkestan, with China, and the same thing. I mean, they use them up, and then, then they'll harvest their organs, and of course, because most of them are Muslim, then you've got halal organs that are, you know, able to garner more value in the market. I mean, it's disgusting, the depravity of humanity, and here we are, we're participating in this whole process by just either ignoring it and not being aware. I mean, this is why we appreciate, Andy, you coming forth and putting the truth before the people, because we need to realize you just can't ignore it. You can't turn your head. And as I mentioned earlier, this is happening in our own neighborhoods, and then people are shocked and go, "Well, I should have known." Well, yeah, you should have known. You should have done something about it.
Absolutely. And you're right. And the truth is that we have this huge elephant in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our states, in our countries, and people are still stunned, even after the Epstein and Maxwell trials, even after all of the things we're hearing in national headlines, even at the university level, Pennsylvania, Michigan, USC. You know, it's all over, and yet there are still people that are like, "Oh my gosh, I had no idea this was happening." And so that's one of our reasons, one, for sending tips, because if we can prevent child abuse, then hopefully, you know, they will not be more vulnerable to human trafficking predators, which happens. Mm-hmm. And having been a survivor of child sex trafficking myself for 17 years, I'm very sensitive to that fact.
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm.
So it's true. If we have awareness, we can inspire action. And so Voices Against Trafficking, we have quarterly forums where we bring speakers from all over. So, you know, if maybe someone's not inclined to listen to the statistics and the facts, they can hear a story or vice versa or whatever it takes to get people's attention. And our book that we brought out, we are getting a book to every member of Congress, hand-delivered.
Mm, good. Exactly.
Yeah. Good. Voices Against Trafficking, The Strength of Many Voices, speaking as one, because as you know, Bill, together we are stronger if we work together.
And you know, whether it's your story, Andy, and of course this is what has motivated you, and you said, "Look, I'm not going to be a victim. I'm going to, you know," and thank God, God has given you the grace to rise above it and now be a voice for the voiceless who have been victimized through no fault of their own, and we have no idea what is entailed in the whole victimization process. Is one, I think it was Dr. Jerry Newcomb who shared with me, based on a study, that when something of this nature occurs, two instincts happen. Either you become cold-hearted or you become shamed. Well, you imagine carrying that, you having gone through this experience, maybe you can add definition to this study, is that you're carrying this albatross with you. Absolutely. You become less than. You're less than, you know, mother. You're less than wife. You're less than human being as a result, not through no fault of your own, but because you've been violated. You either become, you know, heartless and cold, or you become shamed by it.
Absolutely, and it is rare for people to move forward. They get stuck no matter how hard they try, especially without some kind of intercession or therapy or counseling. And so, yes, I was completely shamed. I had a huge speech impediment on top of my troubles at home because my perpetrators were all family members, immediate and some extended. So there was nowhere to go, especially in the early 60s and 70s. We weren't even talking about child abuse hardly at that time. Everybody kept the family secret, or they didn't want to embarrass anybody by possibly reporting someone or saying, hey, you know, I noticed this on your kid. But I was completely introverted. I wanted to believe I had a purpose and a hope, and God did give me that. But at that time, you know, you're a kid, and you have no rights at all when you're being abused like that. And when you're taken, you have no escape route.
Well, it's like you're marked. I mean, there is a mark on you that you don't even understand. Like you said, family members, people knew that they could come to you because just instinctively, you it's like you had a sign here, abuse me, you know, please kick me or whatever it was, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so when you feel like that, unless somebody intercedes or literally takes you out of that somehow, and then when you grow older, everything was affected. I worked harder than anybody to get success so that I could feel a little bit of value and worth and affirmation before, you know, I worked things out, before I got to counseling. I was running harder, farther, and faster. Other people self-medicate. They have destructive behavior. I wouldn't let anyone get close to me emotionally until I was well into my 30s because I just didn't want the risk of being hurt. And so you carry all these things as a result of circumstances, as you well said, that I didn't create. And if there are victims or people who've been hurt listening today, it was not your fault. Because between an adult and a child, it is always the adult's responsibility to protect that child.
Exactly. And here we are today arguing whether or not we should be teaching children about sex as early as kindergarten. I mean, this is all a slippery road that this culture has been embarking on. Thank God for a governor in Florida that has taken a stand to say, regardless of what the media would want us to believe, and say that it's the, you know what, no gay bill, you know, kind of thing. I mean, it's just absurd. But they have no idea what they're playing with and the kind of damage that they are thrusting upon the young people of our country. Andy Berger, how can people be in touch? Website, we got 10 seconds. Go ahead.
VoicesAgainstTrafficking.com. Go to VoicesAgainstTrafficking.com. You can get helplines, hotlines. You can buy our books, support us as a nonprofit.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 5.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 117-12. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Right there, we've got the archive of these great interviews with these experts. It's not about 8-second sound bites. These are important stories that you need to be aware of as we continue on your behalf to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because knowledge is power. As my good friend from the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, said, it is knowledge that precedes action. I add a little addendum with his... with his permission, that it's right knowledge leading to the right action. And this is the challenge that we have right now in today's information society. It's been said that we know so much about what, but little about why. And it's kind of amazing because and maybe we've gotten lazy. That's what it is. We just don't want to, we don't want to go deeper. We don't really want to know the truth. You know, we're satisfied with the 8-second sound bites. If that's your lot and that's what you are, well, then don't be surprised when you're overrun by the insanity with this counterculture, cancel culture that we're dealing with right now, as it is attacking every value that we hold near and dear. And it is a small minority of people when you think about it, and it's time, if you want to refer to it as the silent majority, the people of reason who want, we all want the same thing, and that is that we want to be able to work hard, want to be able to produce for our families, want our families to have a fair shot to go out and be successful and contribute to their families and to their cities and the country. I think those are noble causes, and those are being lost right now in the confusion of this crazy counterculture that we're dealing with. That aside, Dr. Sharon Ford is going to be joining us. She's a nationally recognized child welfare consultant who currently serves as the director for foster care and adoption at Focus on the Family. She's been on with us many times, and I always love having her on, and I always enjoy our time whenever we're to have topical discussions, especially as we mentioned earlier, this month is recognized as National Child Abuse Prevention Month. Dr. Ford, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
But good morning, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing terrific. And I just so honor our time together and your insight. I mean, you have been a champion for the cause. You have been on the battleground and the front line of this battleground, and you've seen it with your heart wounded and broken of how, you know, America's children have been abused, and this is why we need to have a National Child Abuse Prevention Month so that there is awareness of what's going on.
It's so important that everyone plays a role in being aware of that there is abuse and there is neglect happening to our children today. I mean, just look at as schools have opened back up, we have seen nationally the number of reported incidents of abuse have increased. And that's because caring people, like your constituents listening today, have had the watchful eye who've been willing to step forward and say, you know what, I can't investigate, but I suspect something's happening. This child needs help. And that's what we need to do. We need to be standing in the gap for children. If we see something, report it so that they get the help and support that they need.
Well, Sharon, you threw up the warning flag early, you know, gosh, over a year ago, I think we first talked about this. You said what you were most concerned about with at-home learning was that teachers were not going to be able to observe these at-risk children. And sure enough, just, you know, your concerns were realized, and this is now is what's being reported. Now the kids are coming back to school.
That's correct. You know, I was reading a report even this week that not only are schools reporting, but we have pediatricians and dentist office reporting too. So it's so important that those people who normally see our children, daycare providers, educators, physicians, that they are doing their part. But we as good neighbors, we need to do our part as well.
And this report demonstrates that almost 2,000 children died from abuse and neglect in our country. How is that possible?
Well, unfortunately, people sometimes leave medicine out and little ones ingest meds. Sometimes when someone, a parent or a caregiver, is having a mental health issue that is not being fully addressed, that mental health breakdown impacts the child, and so a child is thrown across the room. They're slapped really hard. They might be hit with something, and as a result, we have children dying. But I believe that a lot of that could be prevented if we would just be aware that there are children who maybe are exhibiting behaviors that seem out of the norm. You see a child that has previously been outgoing and gregarious and laughing, and now you see them withdrawing. They don't have anything to say. Their head is hung down. You might see bruises on their face or bruises on their arms. That's a sign that something's going wrong. That's the time to pick up the phone and call. Get that child help, but also get that adult caregiver the help that they need, too.
Dr. Ford, we are seeing almost nightly the crime that is taking place in America's streets. You know, people innocently walking down the street and being jumped and beat up. It's just unconscionable to see this kind of lawlessness that's taking place. And, you know, to your point, if it's happening wide open on the streets of America, what is happening in these homes where, you know, you can chalk up part of it to, you know, some sort of mental illness, whatever it is? The fact of the matter is people are getting abused. And it's really in our face like never before, as we see, you know, on television every night, adults being abused. And so if people are of that mindset, would abuse older people and adults on the streets of America's cities across the country, then what happens in the so-called privacy of their own homes with children, to your point, where the kids are slapped very aggressively or thrown across the room?
You know, those are sad things that are happening to our next generation. But if, as I said, if things can be prevented. We need to intervene as soon as we think that there's a concern, get the child the support that they need, the medical attention they need, get that adult caregiver what they need. You know, people don't handle stress well. And so whether they have mental health issues or they have a lot of stress going on in their life, maybe they're self-medicating with alcohol or drugs. That impacts their brain and their capacity to make good decisions that impact themselves or their children. And so we need to step in. We need to be a caring society and not an ignoring society.
Exactly.
We can't ignore that children are in harm's way. We need to be caring and step in and report. So, well, that's not my business. Yes, it is your business. Because we are good neighbors. God calls us to be good neighbors. And so we can step in and get the help, ask, do the reporting, and let there be an investigation so that that child and that family gets the help that they need.
Well, and as you report, Child Protective Services responded to more than 3 million reports of child abuse. I'll tell you, if that doesn't send flags up, and also to your point, increase a sense of urgency, because this is a local issue, isn't this?
It is a local issue, and unfortunately, it's a national issue, but everybody can do something to make a difference in the child and the family's life. And so here's an opportunity to step in and maybe save a child from dying.
This other number astounds me. You know, as we look at numbers, again, giving us an indication of why National Child Abuse Prevention Month is so important for us to be aware and to have this sense of urgency to do something about this, you know, this modern day epidemic that's taking place. I mean, you got 618,000, over 618,000 children were found to be victims of child maltreatment. That's a huge number.
It is a huge number. And, you know, some people believe that number is actually larger than that because cases go unreported. Child welfare and law enforcement can't investigate what's never been reported. And so children are suffering in silence. But the thing is that these children, these 618 children, where they were founded victims, those children are getting the help that they need, and their families are getting the help that they need as well.
Yeah, speaking of families, I mean, some people say, look, I grew up in an abusive home. Does that mean that I'm going to be an abusive parent?
No, that doesn't mean that. And I would just ask people to not hold on to that. If you're parenting, you're making good decisions, You're being careful in your own behavior. You know what your parents did to you. Break the cycle. Don't be someone who batters. Don't be someone who uses physical abuse to harm your child. Don't neglect that child from going to school. Don't prevent that child from getting the medical help that they need. Be a caring parent. That's who you are. And just because you have a past, your past doesn't define who you are today, and it doesn't define who you will be tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll tell you, this is what we love about our God. He's a redeeming God, and you're exactly right. Our past does not need to identify us and keep us on this track when God has a better way and a better future and plan for all of us. Dr. Ford, so many resources are available today. Explain to our audience where they can go. We've got about 20 seconds left.
You know, everyone can go online and ask, how can I report a suspected abuse or neglect in my community? A number will pop up. They can go online and report suspected abuse and neglect anonymously. You don't have to give your name. Do provide information about the child.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.